I have found that people, oh, how do you say this? We don't receive compliments well. When someone says, oh, I love your outfit or your garment that you're wearing, that skirt looks so beautiful, we usually say, oh, I got it on sale. Or it's been hanging in my closet and I just got it out. And we kind of wiggle and squirm and we don't really know what to say. And if you really want to make someone uncomfortable, just tell a minister you appreciated the message and they get real uncomfortable then. But I have found out it's because we're not worthy of praise, really. That's why we can't handle it. And when people are adored, or when you have people that are a fan club, these people that are celebrities and they gain fame and fortune, they can't handle it either. They can't handle it either. And usually it causes a great downfall in their lives. And it's because we weren't made to be praised. But I know one who is. So that's what my burden is this morning. It's kind of an unusual message, but do what?
Pull it out from the wall.
It does swing out. Okay. That's nice. What I've written is hooray for Jesus. And that sounds maybe a little twittering or make you kind of chuckle, but there, he is worthy to be praised. So when someone says, oh, that skirt looks nice, you can just say, thank the Lord. Or that was a wonderful message you preached, and we can surely say thank you, Lord, because it wasn't ours to begin with anyway. Everything we have and are belongs to him. And when we can give him the proper praise and glory for it, then everything is in the right balance and perspective. And I thank the Lord for that. I have thought of the scripture that the one who exhibited such great praise. If you will turn with me to Psalms 150. It's the very last verse of that great book of praise. And it says in the sixth verse, 150 and six, and it's just like an ending of it all, the little prelude that David said for this. It says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And I appreciate that. I love that. And I think, you know, David had, he was a man after God's own heart. And it wasn't because of the mistakes he made. What he was a praiser to God. He was one that gave him adoration, and he worshiped him in praise so many times. And it's a challenge to me, because David understood that anything that I have and I am all belongs to the Lord anyway. So he had the balance of that correctly written. He had the balance of that in his voice. And he would play little instruments and he would try to praise him through those instruments. But those instruments don't praise the Lord. What was praising the Lord was his voice, because God made that voice. And I have heard people sing that were beautiful and melodic, and I've heard some that was just a joyful noise. But I'm telling you, it all gives honor to a God who's so worthy of it. And you know, when he made that voice, he made melodic ones, but he made some that were not so melodic. But you know, when he hears from that, he delights in that. So our tongue, our voice, our actions, I thank the Lord this morning. And I've thought of that. Everything that hath breath, that's all the animals, all the insects, all the flowers, all the birds. It's all the people. And I've thought of that. You know, I sometimes we think that it's just for saved people. But do you know, every voice can praise the Lord. Every person can say, thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Every person can stand on a mountain and say, how great thou art, because he's worthy to be praised. And he can handle it, because he is omniscient. He is almighty. He is our God, our Savior, our Redeemer, and we have the opportunity to praise Him. And it's more than just words. It's actions. It's lives. It's things that we do. And I appreciate that so much. I thought of that. There's a little phrase of a song that says, "Oh, come, let us adore Him. Let us adore and worship the Father. Worship the Savior that was the Redeemer of the world, and worship the Son, the Father and the Son." And He's worthy of it. And our voices should proclaim it. I would like for us to turn to that part in Matthew, the second chapter, and the 11th verse. Beautiful. It's not just a story, but the beautiful happening when those men came and found Jesus. We don't know how long they had spent following that star. They were learned men. They were intelligent men. They were men from another culture. And we only assume there were three because there were three gifts, but there may have been a whole company of them. I would have a hunch that there were a lot of men in that company. All the servants and all the ones that would have to take care of the animals and their sustaining abilities while they were traveling, because it was probably more than just a few days journey. But it says, "And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." And I think they gave the right direction of how to praise Him. When we fall on our knees, that's praising the Lord. That's showing the Lord, "You're great and I'm not. And you have everything I need and I need You." That's showing the worship that you have to Him. It's a wonderful thing to praise the Lord. "And when they opened their treasures and they presented unto Him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." These were expensive commodities, expensive products. But you know, Jesus even noticed the widow's mite. It was small. It was insignificant. It was very little value. But you know, when we give of ourselves, we've praised the Lord. It's not, you know, there's some people who like to give and they want the whole world to know how much they gave and how they gave it. And even, we're talking in a worldly sense, but you know, even those among us like to tell how they've given to the Lord. But you know what? The Lord gave it to you in the first place. Why wouldn't you give it back to Him? Because it's all His anyway. He's so deserving of it. He's so honorable. He's so worthy of our praise, and He can handle it because He's so worthy to be praised. 1 Timothy, the second chapter. I have found out praise. It's all about Him. It's not about you. 1 Timothy, the second chapter, and the 8th verse, it says, "I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." Lifting up holy hands. That was something that I would lift hand when I was singing. It's a wonderful ability that you can do, and you don't have to stop singing and say praise the Lord, but you can stop singing and you can say praise the Lord because He's worthy of it. But sometimes you just want to sing, so you lift your hand. You can lift two hands if you want to, and there are times you think, "Oh, I just don't know. I don't know how, what anybody's going to think about me." Well, then you're not praising for all the right reasons, because when you lift up that hand, it's to God anyway. It's telling Him. And you observe crowds that go to football games. And do they sit there quietly, timidly? No, they're shouting for their team. They're raising holy hands. No, it's not holy, but they're raising hands, fanfare. That's what they're wanting to do, is to let their, you know, someone that they've seen singing and they've enjoyed the concert, they don't sit down and hold their hands in their lap. They're up on their feet. They're giving a standing ovation. They clap. But we serve one far more worthy than anything they have to offer us. And I thank the Lord for it. Not too long ago, our Wednesday night service, it was a real small one. Real small. Wasn't very many there for different reasons. And the Lord came down and blessed spine-tingling blessed. I don't know how else to say it. It was wonderful to be there, and one of our sisters was so blessed she started clapping. And it was almost a relief because we felt that. And do you know, our Lord is worthy of our applause. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our lips. He's worthy. We can't handle it, but He can. I thank the Lord for that. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Because once again, when you lift your hands, when you praise the Lord, it's not about you. It's all about Him. The reason that we do that is because we have a Savior that came down, who was willing to come down and give completely of Himself to die for us. Why wouldn't we praise Him? Why wouldn't we thank Him? Why wouldn't, because you know what? When you lift up your hands, you're just trying to look around and say, I hope they'd realize that this song means a lot to me, so I want to lift my hands so everybody can see me, then it's all for the wrong reason. But when you're lifting your hands up saying, I can't do anything because I'm overwhelmed with the emotion because of how I feel towards You, Lord, You don't care what anybody's looking. You don't care what they think because it's all about Him. It's not about you. Matthew, the 21st chapter. In the 8th verse, it says, this is when Jesus was walking through or riding the little colt. It says, and the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And they had, it said in the 8th verse, and a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. They didn't have a red carpet to roll out, but what they were saying is, here's a red carpet, Lord. You're worthy. Hosanna. Where did we hear that quote? In the highest. That's from the angels. They praised Him. Glory to God in the highest. I thank the Lord. You know, we have we talked about in two songs this morning, 10,000 lives, but we have one. We have one opportunity, one lifetime of opportunity to praise Him. Someday this earth is going to melt with fervent heat. It will disappear completely. But do you know, while we have breath, while we have the existence of this world, let's praise Him for the beauty of this world, for the beauty of His great salvation, for the ability to breathe, for the ability to praise Him, for the Lord, whatever my life is, if it's poverty, or if it's riches, I want to praise You because it's all Yours anyway. I want to praise You for the life that You've given me, for the health or the non-health that I do not have. I'm still going to praise You because I have only one life to praise You in. That's very limited time, but I want to redeem the time to praise You for all that You are. I'd like to go to Luke, the 19th chapter. Luke 19 and 40. This is the same situation there, but he told it in a different way. And as he went, it's the 36th verse. 19 and 36. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. Do you know, when Jesus comes by, you just want to give Him everything. If Jesus were here, how would we treat Him? We would love Him. We would adore Him. We would bring Him. You already have the roll of red carpet here. You could give Him the royal treatment because, Lord, You're worthy to be praised. I'm so glad You're here with us. We love You. We adore You. What do you want to eat? That's how we praise Him. And they brought to Him Jesus and cast their garments upon the colt, and they sat Jesus thereon. And as He went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when He had come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Thank the Lord. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, "Master, rebuke thy disciples." And he answered and said unto them, "I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." And I've kind of wondered, what does that mean? And I'm not going to claim that I know exactly all that it means. But if he made you from dust, what could he make from a rock? It has to be mighty and it has to be wonderful. He can do it. And if he can do that, then we are to reflect that. We are to magnify it and send it back up to him. He's worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for that. Revelation's the fourth chapter. And this is the testimony that we should have now. And it's the testimony that we'll have in eternity. We just don't want to miss it. While we're here in this life, if we experience good times, we want to praise him. If we experience bad times, we still want to praise him because he's so worthy. He's all our all in all. He's everything we need. And oh, hooray for Jesus. I'm so glad to get to serve him. Revelation's the fourth chapter. It says in the 10th verse, "And the 24 elders fall down before him." We saw that in the worship of the wise men, remember? They fall down and worship him and that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever. And they cast their crowns before the throne saying, okay, now that crowns bit, he gives us a crown. I can't imagine the moment. But he will give us a crown. And say, "Well done." But do you know what happens? As we realize, "Lord, any crown I have is all yours. It's not mine. It's yours." So that's why they cast their crowns before the throne saying, "Let this be your testimony here. Let it be your testimony there. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things. And for thy pleasure they are and were created. Glory be to God. Glory in the highest. Even that pesky fly is doing what it's supposed to do. But we can praise the Lord for it. Because in heaven there won't be pesky flies. But sometimes we think that when good things are happening, then that is indeed we're in the right place. But when hardships come along, it makes you cling a little closer. So we can truly say, "Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Because you know, those crowns they didn't get from easy places. Those crowns were gotten by the grace given in very difficult times. But we can easily say, "Lord, it's all yours." This is why we can't bring glory to ourselves, because we're not worthy of it. Our glory is to praise the Father, to praise the Son, to glorify Him, because it's all Him anyway. It's not about us anymore. It's all about Him. I praise the Lord for that. You know, all of us have different ways of praising. You know, when we fellowship together, that's a praise to Him. It might be a small number. It might be a great. It doesn't matter. He said two or three, and you got that covered today. But it's because when you bring in another person besides yourselves, the dynamics start changing and the exponential ability to praise is increased because you have each other to draw from. It's a blessing. That's why it said, "Neglect not the assembling of yourselves," because I know for myself, I don't know what I would miss. I don't want to miss it. It's beautiful. It's a blessing. I'm so thankful for it. It might be, you might raise your hand, but you might say, praise the Lord. And you might just cry like I've done all three of those things. But you know, those tears, the Lord is praised by that. When you fall down and worship Him, saying, holy, 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 thou art worthy. When we rejoice, when we sing a song to Him, the saints singing is one of the most beautiful things on this earth, and we thank Him for it. But do you know, someday we won't have to worry about breath, because our breath will be gone. We will have lost our faith in the sight of it. And we won't be able to, we won't have to stop it every, do you realize that whenever we sing a phrase, we have to stop because we have to breathe? But we can just continue that praise on. We won't have to stop because the breath will be gone. We will have an eternal body. Doesn't that sound wonderful? And if the saints sound good here, what are they going to sound like over there? All of us together. I can't wait. I want to be a part of it. But I want to do my part right here. I don't want to just stop and just say, well, because things aren't going great, I just want it to be just as it is here, just pass it on into heaven. I don't want to miss my opportunity to praise Him for what He is to me right here. A thankful heart. That is a great praise to Him. And you know, there can be thankful people who are not even saved. Now He finds greatest pleasure, you know, because obviously He gave us this great salvation. But unsaved people can still praise Him. Unsaved people can still be thankful because they have breath. They have an opportunity to get saved before they draw their last breath. That is a supreme and blessed blessing. I don't want the Lord to have to create something out of the rocks because I wasn't praising Him enough out of the dust. But when we realize that we are from the dust, then it's all for Him anyway. I appreciate that. When we give of ourselves the fellowship that we have one with another. And so it says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, because He can handle it. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. May we cling to the Lord and praise Him for all that He is to us. Thank you. Desire you pray for me.